Sehr nicht mehr so wie Maria, wenn ich so pech, es ist sehr nicht schon, dann eher schöner. Das ist schon fahren. Okay, wir müssen today we start a package Jude Gimmel. Okay. In Yonim Bey Hilchus Bey, I'm sorry, Binyan Binyan Shal Simcha. A lot of people always are questioning what exactly could they do in terms of construction or things on their homes during painting different things during the 9 days. And we have to see what is this this discussion based on. So the Gemara says in Yevamos in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses, so we discussed also the saper the chabes shavu shachalbo the chamishi mutter mipnei kovet Shabbos, and then he says the tanya korbas manazeh ha'am amati biskeim milisa umilitein milivnos volentoa. So we refrain from certain things of binyan, livnos volentoa. So what exactly is this referring to? So the having sure now will be after 12. Okay. So if you look in the Mishnah Tainus here, page 2, to the riff here. So this is an Avru Elov. This is about Tainus Geshom, right? They didn't have rain for a certain amount of time. They had different fasts to try to bring the rain. So they had the first set of fasts, Avru Elu Velo Nanu. In other words, if certain fasts that they already fasted transpired and they still didn't get the rain, B'matim B'masu Matan B'binyan Uvenatia. So, and then the Rif has here, Tana Binyan, Binyan Shal Simcha. So, Binyan means a Binyan Shal Simcha. So, what exactly is that? And we'll see in the post game that these halachas are paralleled during the 9 days. If you take a look here, in page 3, and the Gemara says, "Amar Yeshua ben Levi," and then you show me, "Adada da Amar beBinyan Shal Simcha." So, Binyan Shal Simcha is the thing that
here.
How about now?
Now it's okay.
Okay. So from what part did you not hear?
We're starting to discuss the Rishalmi.
The Binyan Shal Simcha.
Right.
Okay. So Binyan Shal Simcha is what is usher by the Tainis Geshamim. And then it's also what the Shulchan Aruch quotes when it's referring to the 9 days. So if you look here on page 4, it says, B'Rosh Chodesh Adatayin is M'matim B'Matzim M'matan U'Binyan Shal Simcha Gon Beis Chasnas Levno. So you have to realize that in the time of the Gemara, when you went to a wedding, It was basically a week commitment. A week. Not a week with an A, but a week with an E, two E's. A week commitment. Meaning you were part of this Simchas Chasana for a whole week. You know? Sometimes you can go out of town, you know, for a Simcha, like you can go to L.A. For a Simcha or something like that. But sometimes even when we go to Simchas in L.A., we come back the same day a lot of times. But sometimes people could decide they want a tour or something like that. But the way it was then is they would build the structure. It's similar to, you see, the, you know, what I'm envisioning is like these COVID tents that the shuls have, these big tents that people are, you know, congregating. So basically, the whole wedding party would be going on for a whole week. Would go on for a whole week, and that was the Binyan Shel Simcha. It would become Beis Chasnus Livno. Right? O Binyan Shel Tziur, V'kiur, U'v'tia Shel Simcha, Kigon, Avornikim Shel Malachim, Shenodim Vatzel, Listova Vatzilo. So the question is, how does this translate Bezman Hazeh? What is the Binyan Shel Simcha Bezman Hazeh? So if you look in the Ran, on page 2, in the Ran and the Rif, he says, Mashmali, Tchia Minen, Eze Binyan Shel Simcha Hazeh, Bona Beis Chasnus, no, the Lav Dafta. Because if you say that it's limited to a Beis Chasnus, so then it's a very limited application. But maybe in a chanami, maybe it is a limited application. But he says, "Elahu adin l'chol binyan she'en tzarech deinu nase elalanoi ulharvacha ba'alma." In other words, if you need something, your kitchen, there's a problem, you need something for pure function. That's not a binyan shel simcha. That's pure living. But if you want to, you want to expand, you want to, you know, have a more, you know, you want to add a wing to your house, not because you really need it, but you just want to have revach, you know, or you want to make something fancy in the house that you really don't need for your living, but you want to have it laharvacha. So the Ran is mechadesh, that is also considered binyan shel simcha. So if the workers are working in the house because pure, you just need to live there. So that's not binyan shel simcha. But if they're doing it laharvacha, something that's really not a necessity, could be considered binyan shel simcha. So let's see more of how to understand these things. Now, many people, especially here in Washington Heights, move apartments. They leave in the middle of the summer. They want to know, could they move into a new apartment? So let's look at the Levushei Mordechai on page 8 and 9. In other words, you're going into a new dira during the 9 days. Is that considered a problem? So if you look on page 8, the dvar mashkoz misha nigmar beso and nitzach lo mol biyomim shabem mashkoz etishabov. Whereas whatever new living quarters he made for himself or got, you know, made for him, now it's ready to be used. And it's now during the 9 days. Could you move in during the 9 days? Yerusha l'gbod yerusha b'yom imanah. Yerusha livnos l'das haran afil sheinu l'beis chastas. Because the chiddush of the Ran is that it doesn't have to be a beis chastas. Bayis shel simcha is not even not a beis chastas. Anything laharvacha. So So this, the Shoyal wanted to say that if it's just Larvachas Aser, so then a new house maybe is also Aser. So he says, no, Lanias Daiti ain't Zedom Milabinyan. Shamik Otom, Shum Nasir Das Milasabel, a Kurban Basimic Nashenu. Because if you build, maybe building something and just moving into something is not the same thing. In other words, when you're building something, it's a hesech hadas from the avelus on the korban. Korban is destruction. Yeah, you're building something. But if it's just dir l'chud, just moving in, you're not building anything. You're just moving in. Maybe that's not a problem. Even if maybe you went into the new home because the old apartment was a smaller apartment. Now you need a bigger apartment. And now you're going into the bigger apartment. Maybe that's not a problem because you're not doing a binyan. You're not constructing anything. Otherwise, we find you shouldn't wear new clothing. But the question is, maybe you shouldn't have started building this new thing during the 3 weeks because of Shechianu. So he says that he doesn't think it's like the only question he has is about the Shechian. But in terms of moving in, and then he says, Aldasu, a lot of people have a minhag that they make a special suda when they move it, like a Chanukah Sabais. So he says, Aldasu Udas Chinuch Bais Hanog, Lanias Daiti Divadi Os. In other words, so the Ravushe Mordechai says, but to make a suda as a Chanukah Sabais, that he thinks that you shouldn't do. And that's in Orachayim, Levushe Mordechai, in Orachayim Simen Kuf Aleph. Because that's a violation of the Matim B'Simcha. You're making a whole celebration. And then he says, on page 9, he says, okay, lit l'anias daiti l'hamtin b'suda aracha yomim hanal, osho kev v'mesh kosovo b'shum b'rika sishka fiyadu. So he's not going to make a shechianu, and he's not going to have a suda. But it's mashma that he said you could move in. You could move in. Because if it's finished during this time, you could move in to the new house. Some people, you just feel, you know, just like the Beis Yosef says, that maybe even though technically you can get married during the 3 weeks if you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, but it's not a good siman. So some people, I think, feel that way We got to be a new house. Let's look in the brother Rav, page 10, 11. That was Rav Steinberg, Rav Avram Steinberg, who was known as the brother Rav. So if you look on page 11, this is a classical tshuvas from the brother Rav, but this is Chelek Shlishi, Siman Yud Gimel. This is talking about Sfira. He says people have a minute not to go into a new house during Sfira. If they already were some chafotzim there, some along the Madira. He says if there were some things moved in from before, then maybe that's like you started living there from before. He says, "Ramadi dashir b'chafatim." How much chafatim do you need? Shechashu k'mo shekvar chadchom. So he says, "We'll see." In other words, the pasuk of Chumash: "Mi ha'isha shabana bais v'lo chanocha." So what is that? What is the shear? What is called bona bais v'lo chanocha? So he says, whatever the shear for that is, he thinks that will be the shear, that if you did that before the 3 weeks, that that's not a problem. So let's look at the Rambam on page 13. So the Rambam is in Perek Zayin, in Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud Gimel. So there, the Rambam discusses that halacha of Bona Bais V'lo Chanoch. What exactly is Chanoch? So he says, Bona Bais V'nosem Bo Chafotz, page 13 in the packet. Bona Bais V'nosem Bo Chafotz V'nol Olem, Imoya Tzorich Levatel Al Shmirosan, Reza Kimisha Chanocho, Yitzchil Leishabo. V'meinam Tzrichim Leishav L'shomram, Reza Kimisha Lo Chanocho. In other words, if you build a house and you put Chafotz in there, and it's chashiv enough that you would take a day off from work just to make sure that no one steals it, because it's something significant, so then that's called chanoch. If you just put something in that you wouldn't levatel your malacha to be shomer, then that's not called. So, and this is a Yerushalmi. The source of this halacha is a Yerushalmi in Sota, in Perches Halacha Dalet. So he says, Nolo, im hayam shokh khafatsim, so dakel li botel ala kemi shkhanakh va lav kemi shlo khanakh. What see the carbonate? Nolo bona bais ve nolo im hayam khafatsim sho tsarf va vatal shmirason. Ave ze kemi shkhanakh ve ze ve shbo. Ve lav she in tsif ve shov de shomer ve ze kemi shlo khanakh. Because if you would take off, you would to be shomer, the stuff inside shows that what inside is somewhat significant. So let's look now in the Sefer Ola Shmuel. So the Ola Shmuel has a tshuva and Simon Pei. from page 16. Nishalti Beish Nichbad, Shahayalo Bayez Katon. He had a Bayez Katon, the Sasa Hamaziva Kedei Larvicho, the Livnos Ale Al Gabo. In other words, he took off the ceiling. He wants to, you know, he wants to do something above. He wants to expand his house. The case in a royal Lodobo. But now it's not fit to live there. So he started this project at the beginning of the summer. So, you know, there was a lot of rain, so that the project was hindered because of the rain. So sure enough, the construction was delayed from none other than Rosh Chodesh Av. And now he wants to know, could he allow the builders to proceed? Maybe this is called Binyan Shel Simcha, because he's building another floor. So he wants Reva, you know, he wants to expand. So it's not a Beis Chasnus, but maybe it's a Binyan Shel Simcha. He says, that's only if you have a house that is fit to live in, and now you want to add an extra wing. So this way, some of the kids will go live there, you know, you'll expand. But right now, it's livable. You just want expansion. So that's a continued Binyan Shel Simcha, according to the Ran, because it's not a necessity. But in this case, the dira is not now fit to live in, because they took off the ceiling. They, you know, were in the process of the construction. Aval benido nidan she'ein lo dira kol ikar. The dira is a midlo tola yukai b'chol abinyan. Lo chashu is abinyan so simple. But this is a necessity, because they took off the ceiling or whatever, so it's not called binyan so simple, and therefore they can do that during the 9 days. If it rains, now there's no roof. If it rains, the Avog Shonim Shonazu is Kalkel Hachomas Kulon. It will ruin the whole thing. Became Shehiskel Farmers Akam Chadoshim Lokibi Melachto. He didn't do anything purposely. There was rain, so they got postponed. Okay, Ein Lachmer. Kain Nerali Hachomais. So the Ola Shmuel uses this Yisod of the Ran, that in Ochanami, the difference between the necessity and a luxury. Now, if you look at the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael from Rav Parfenis on page 18, he has several tshuvas on Binyan Shel Simcha, starting on page 18. So he discusses also Mutal Sakin is Diroso, the Tesyonim, Mal Livnos Las Modira. He says Laharvacha Osir. If you're just doing it Laharvacha, that's Osir. That's the Ran. Aval Hamatubo Babonim, but who sorrow Mishvil Kach Laharkiv Diroso, Shapir Dami Beholze. But if you have children and you need to expand, and it's very, you're not just expanding to make it, you know, for fancy. As I'm saying, it's very, you know, you have 8 kids in one room, something like that. You know, so, you know, so then that's not Binyan Shel Simcha. That's necessity. He says, our time of war, Bepoiskim, page 18. The binyan shel simcha also because around who I didn't call binyan shein tzarich lo diraso. I go say laharvacha ba'alma. Male needed. Dami shel sozu bonar after shein noy also. Binyan laharvacha binyan shel kiyah. Avam mishu sozu bonar binyan shu nochut slo. Tzarich b'diraso yusel shein laharvacha ba'alma. Luxus. Luxus. Doesn't do it for luxury. If it's a luxury, then that's us. But he's not doing it for that. He says, "Avish feel great kite." In other words, you can have, you know, to expand a little bit. So you have 10 kids and you need a little bit more space. So in Echonami, you can put the 8 kids in one room and whatever, but that's not considered. But if a person, you know, just doing it just for the sake of making something fancy or making something like that, then that could, according to the Ram, be considered a neutral simcha. It should be also during the 9 days. James El Shem Simcha, El Bishvil, Menuchas Hadas, Vanefesh, Allah, Ovos, Vahabar. Yadua, Shabadir, Tzar, Hayudalim, Stovim, Kolecha, Tachas, Ragalai, Hashedi, the Gorim, the Reros, Vahakos, Vahafra, the Chol, Matzah, Habais. Right? If you're gonna have too many kids in one, but if you only have a small family and you just do it because you just want to do make something fancy, then that's considered ben yosel simple. That you can't do. He says, "Mehai time anami nira," page 19 on the top arrow on the right. Says Rav Harfenis, the Muda Livnos extension. You want to make it an extension to your house, would be Russell. If you talk lo hakim the Russell talk hayladim shefanano Hashem, okay, Mishirotza live in those porch. They should talk lo hayladim welcome litzchok the mutter. So it's to have the kids a little porch for them to play on. That's not considered binyan shel simcha because that's like a necessity. And he says, "Al pi omor banim l'mal nira misha di rosok sarlo mishpachto the mutter nami liktos bais v'dira beilo ayomim. Mo the mutter livnos bais v'tzar of di rosok. Mo the only close masha nitzrochlo." So again, that's the bottom line: is it a necessity or is it a luxury? Within reason, some people's luxuries are their necessities, but we were regular people who. It's not somebody, you know, who needs these extravagant homes, etc. So he writes here on page 19 on the top left. Elishanistapakti. The Misha Moser is the Russell contractor. And then he writes here of the part that's reminding. Because you have to realize the following in this whole discussion. One second. That even though the Ran said this, that Harvacha has also been in some symptoms. The Shulchan Aruch didn't. The Mechaber didn't say. The Mechaber just said, Binyan Shel Chasnus, on page 2 to 4. The Rosh Chodesh Tainis, Mematim, 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 Binyan Shel Simcha, Gom Beis Chasnus, Lovino. But Binyan Shel Simcha, Kira, Tia Shel Simcha.
What's your daughter-son-in-law's name?
I just
need
to shine. Okay, he didn't say. Now the mother of Rav calls the base Yosef in the name of the Ran. This idea, but in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it doesn't say that. So one could argue that maybe even things that are, you know, not necessarily necessities could be mutter because it's not a binyan shel simcha. Pshuto Shalom Shlo, Binyan Shel Simcha means it's made for the Chasid. You know, that's like the tent that they make for the, you know, they used to have these big things made for the weddings.
Rabbi, could you turn off the? Could you go on mute, please?
That I have.
Okay. He says, "We get over b'tshuva sagon, hadis rimon, because of the lo brira b'dasa shulchan aruch ramah, the binyan harvacha asura. She shlomo tzvil ganu shon veinu, it's about binyan shol simcha dafka, because that was only the rounds chiddush of the binyan shol simcha." But not necessarily did everyone agree, including the shulchan aruch. Okay, so that's the
Rebbe, I think I might disagree with that.
Yeah.
Because the Shulchan Aruch says, let me just pull it up again. He says, "Uvebinyan shel simcha kegon beis chasus livno." He says that's just an example.
Yeah,
but there must be other examples. It's not saying specifically this binyan and no other kind of binyan. He says kegon. So what are other binyanim shel simcha? It's not saying dafka this one.
Oh, binyan shel siyur v'kiyur.
What does that mean?
You mean it's a fancy thing they're making. But if it's just an extension, so maybe even if you don't need it, in other words, you just want to have an extension, you want to have guests or something, but your living quarters are fine. And then there's also larvacha. So maybe according to the Ran, it's aser, but maybe if you don't hold like the Ran, it's still be mutter. But that's the Yothir. Avram, look here on page 19, the bottom left. You'll find this interesting. Agav Nira, Demuto Liknos, Batim Lutzarf Miskar, real estate. What about real estate deals? Kasher Avedim, Piske, Allah Shahab, Sarse, Vlasos, Masu Matin, Bukhli, Kesav Zav Mutar, you know, Osam El Simchol, Arvacha, Paliknos, Livnos, Sir Asmo. I should for sure the livnos batim limpor or lahaskir lacher mutter. But that's not your for living. That's your for parnaso, things like that. So that's the. And then if you look on page 22, he speaks about writing a contract. During the 9 days. So if you look here, the same from Makadosh Yisrael, and Simon Sam. Malasos contract, Aldira. Mutter, to stop the field canes by whom club Masamat and Shosimcha. Is that Shapir Dami Rak? Marakni Shakomato Abais Mokosem. Whereas the initial official primarily paperwork is okay. But he says that you don't have to avoid it because it's bad mazel. But the final steps of the writing the deed. So I'm still machmir, he says.
Maybe he means the closing.
What, the closing?
Yeah, there's the contract and there's the closing when you close
right.
The thing.
So the closing could be a problem.
Yeah.
But the contract could be okay. And then he writes in the next tshuva, what about painting your house during the 9 days? So he says here, yeah, he writes what you said, Rabbi Katan, on page 22, the second column. Hefer, he was on contract. We called him Niradosu Ligmor Amecha, closing. Bel Yom Zeikar Asimcha. The Zeikar Asimcha, they made the closing, they finished. And that's the, that they shouldn't do. So it's
can't hear anything. Can't hear.
Right. Can't hear.
Rebbe, you're muted. Rebbe, you got muted. Oh.
How about now?
Now you're good. You're unmuted.
Okay. Imuto Lutsayev was about page 22, Simon Samachal. Painting. He says painting you shouldn't really do, but if it's kablonis that he accepted to before, he's getting paid for the job, then it could be okay. So, if you look in the Or Letzia on page 25, he says, "Sheila, muto liknos dira olitzbo dira liknos yuhitim bimei bein abtzarim." He says, "Muto liknos dira lachtam choza biyom meilo, ab biyom tishba." He says he holds you can even write the contract. Better not to order, you know, furniture. So again, so the Iker Isser is the Binyan Shal Simchas, Binyan Shal Chastas. And the Ran is Mechadesh, even Laharvacha. Even things, and we try to be Machmir for that sheep, even though it's not fully brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Bais Chastas, or Tzir Vakir, you know, something fancy, etc. So and the Rabushi Mordechai says it's time to move diras. He thinks it's okay. And Rav Harford says he doesn't think that you have to worry about. But some people, you know, myself included, like to always start new things after Tisha B'Av, not to have a bad siman, a bad mazel. So that's why the Beis Yosef says that's the real reason why you shouldn't get married during the 3 weeks. Because really, technically, al pi halacha, you weren't mekayim peruvu, so you can get married. Because it's not more chomer than shloshim. By shloshim, you can even get married during shloshim if you weren't mekayim peruvu. But it's not a good siman. I mean, it was not a good siman by the 3 weeks.
Rabbi, but people get divorced, though, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that they could do. They could end the marriage.
Okay.
Even though it might bring them simcha, you know?
Okay. Okay. What can I tell you?
Ms. Beach shed tears over that.
Yeah. Okay, so these are technically speaking, like people here, if they're going from one place to another place, they could do it. Because the really Indian is the binyan, so simple. So even to go from people here in Washington Heights, they have an apartment, now they want to buy a house. So according to Vush Mordechai, it could be it's okay, but it's not binyan. But certainly from one apartment to another apartment, if it's just for a little, you know, extra space. But if it's harvacha, means not just extra space. Harvacha is mamish, a luxury. Not a luxury. You know, sometimes you come into people's houses, it's huge. They don't need such a big house. That's not a necessity. It's huge. So that is a luxury. But even that, it could be meager than it's... So the idea is binyan shel simchas aser, but the eager binyan shel simchas has to do with the chasana. And from that perspective, we don't have the only binyan simchas we have is maybe shalzi or viki or some fancy thing that they're building, they're working on. But today, most of the things we have are not binyan shel simchas. I guess it depends where you live, you know what I mean? But if you live a modest life, you're not going to have some binyan shel simchas in your regular day. You know, Shlomo Zalman's house wasn't, Rasha's house, the Stipe's house, that wasn't binyan shel simchas. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue B'siyat HaDishmaya. The packet, your dalit about buying new things during, in other words, we spoke about clothing during the 9 day, but what about like other things? You want to buy a washing machine, you want to buy a new car, other things that people want to buy, could they buy it during the 9 days? And is this only just part of the discussion of Shachiyano? Even is maybe there's another aspect of the discussion as well. Okay, everyone should have a good day. Tov. Yeah.